Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're just talking about the latest stuff and a headline that Florida will be the next epicenter. They're saying, I guess by the math, they can figure that out. So I just want to make sure you're doing all the right stuff to keep yourself from being too big an epicenter after Louisiana.
Ready for this? Only five countries worldwide have more confirmed coronavirus cases than New York. Only five countries have more than New York only.
Wow.
You know? Listen, nobody's safe from this
thing. It's disturbing.
This thing doesn't give a rat's ass about anything or anybody.
Not at all.
Kobe on line three. Get it, Kobe.
Hey, guys. So just wanted to kind of offer a counterpoint to the gentleman who just called from Sarasota County. Mm-hmm. I'm in Manatee County, and I've basically had flu-like symptoms, quote-unquote, for the last 10 days. Wow. I went to a doctor on Sunday. And basically, I know things have changed a lot since Sunday, but I was basically told by the doctor, you know, I'm 32, I have an underlying health condition.
He was
at this point, I have liver disease.
Okay.
So basically, he said at this point, don't even bother going anywhere and getting tested. Just go home and stay home. You know,
okay.
So it's people like me who could be of high risk that aren't even officially being tested.
And you're not in the numbers yet, maybe.
I also have cases and issues. So there's a lot of things that are underreported as well in general.
Right. So do you feel like, so you've had all the symptoms. You've had the fever, the body aches, the whole spiel?
Everything except for the consistent, dry cough. But
Oh, you didn't get that good.
So then you basically got, if you're going to get a version of this, you got the good version of it.
Yeah, and
sounds crazy.
And today's the first day I've actually felt better. I'm an essential worker, so I have to go back to work here in a couple hours.
Really?
No, you don't.
Not if you
have it, you don't. You have to stay quarantined.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to stay at home because otherwise you give it to those other people, and now they are out for 14 days.
You go back to work, and you have any contact with anybody, they're getting the virus.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a fact, dude.
I understand, but...
Yeah, essential doesn't mean you have to go even if you're sick.
That means your business is, what you do is an essential service to the public.
Right.
But if you have it, you need to stay quarantined.
Yeah, you do. Because you know what happens? It happened by us. One of the guys who runs one of our counties, one of his assistants tested positive for coronavirus, and he was exposed to that person. So what happened? Another assistant got it as well. All the people exposed to those two people had to go into self-quarantine for 14 days, so they couldn't go to work. So it knocked out that whole office, and they had to work from home or whatever. So I don't know. If you don't go to work, what happens?
Are you talking for me personally or for the business?
Both. I mean, is it your business or do you work for somebody? And would they pay you even if you stay out? Because they're supposed to get some sort of aid if they keep paying you and keep you on, for example.
Well, for me personally, I won't be able to pay my rent if I don't go to work now at this point. For the business that I'm not too sure of. I mean, I'm not the only person working today. Put it that way. But I've been told at this point that, I need to come in and...
What did your doctor say, though? That's who you really have to listen to? Because they can say need, but now you get them sick, and they're going to be pissed.
Right.
Right. Well, yeah, the doctor said, and I made sure that he printed it out and put it on actual paper, stay quarantined until April 6th.
Okay. What you got
to
do.
So then you need to send that to your boss.
Yeah.
And
I did.
Your boss can't argue with that.
Yeah, when the first stimulus package that went through basically promised that you would get the money that you are owed, that you're not going to lose pay.
Good. Sounds good.
All right. So you need to not, you need to just take that piece of paper, send it to your boss. Do not go in, man. Do not go in.
Yeah, that's part of
please
thing.
Don't go in.
It is serious. And there's a reason you have that piece of paper. And so you should, if you make under $75K, you'll get $1,200. If you, you know, your boss doesn't let you go, and they should not, because you have this paper saying you have to be quarantined, or all his workers get sick, so it would be dumb for him to make you come in, then he would also get small business help. And one of the deals is compensation for keeping all your workers during this time, because you get extra money to keep them and pay them when they're not working for you even. So that's part of the gig.
Be smart, Kobe. For everybody else's sake, including your own, please.
Yeah,
because
I just want to share my experience and what I'm going through personally and have been having this week, and trying to debate stuff and make sure that I can put an honest, you know, situation and voice to what.
Yeah,
I appreciate you calling. I hope we maybe steered you back in the direction of getting healthy and keeping everybody else healthy.
Yeah,
hope so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good luck, Kobe. Feel better.
Thanks.
See you, buddy. Yeah, doing the right thing would be staying out of work as long as that letter says.
At least, I would even add a day or two on top of it.
I hate to tell you this, but a friend.
You know what, though? We'd all be rushing back to work. We would. Because
if you had coronavirus, you would be rushing back to work?
We would want to be.
Before you got cleared?
No. But in our minds, like, if we didn't have anybody holding a gun to our head to stay away,
If it said April 7th, I'd come back on April 8th.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the doctor said that it was still okay and didn't give me a new date.
We'd be jonesing.
I wouldn't come back on the 7th.
Though. Right. No, we would be jonesing. You know, we would just be trying to get back to work because of the audience.
Right, but having that feeling and actually doing it like that caller are two different things.
What I'm saying is we would feel like him. We would. Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't do it if we were told not to.
Right.
And that's what he was doing.
Carol's on line 3. Hey, Carol.
Hey guys, miss you.
Miss you too. What's up?
I believe I caught it a couple of weeks ago. I picked up this guy from Sudan from UT Tampa, and I was an Uber driver, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm from Sudan," and you know, he's like, "I'm doing a lecture at the thing," and I didn't think nothing about it, and then all of a sudden he coughed as I was taking him to his hotel, and I kind of wigged. I kind of freaked out.
Did you? Monica, we have a big email today, don't we? Isn't it like a third person?
Growing, yes it is.
Monica sends an email every time somebody says a bad word.
I feel like I wanted to hear the rest of that story, though.
I know.
I get it, though.
I didn't. I'm sweating over here.
Melissa on line 4, go ahead.
Hi, love you guys. I listen every day.
Thanks, Melissa.
I just wanted to, a lot of people don't realize this, that tests are 7 days out in Florida. My friend was tested last Thursday. She just found out today that she was negative.
Whew, so that's a long time to wait.
They're basing their numbers on 7 days ago.
Right. That's the other thing. Yep. Everything has a lag to it. So now what are the numbers?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just know my friend had to wait 7 days. I went to the doctor yesterday. They can't do testing here. They don't have swabs to swab the noses and the back of the throats. That's why they cut it down from 4 places to 2.
Mm. Right.
Yeah,
because you know what they're realizing is the number doesn't matter. Like, it's not the number, you know, they're going to tell you the same thing. If you're feeling symptoms, stay home. If you're having difficulty breathing, call your doctor. And then follow that doctor's instructions. So whether you're positive or negative doesn't even necessarily matter anymore. These numbers are going to get gigantic.
Oh, absolutely.
So they're basically just trying to do everything they can to keep the hospitals as empty as they can for as long as they possibly can until they just can't anymore. Because there's going to be the same.
My son lives in New York City, and he's going crazy. I mean, he's like, and he can't come home. Because if he comes home, I have to quarantine him for 14 days.
Exactly.
And he's afraid to take a bus or a plane.
Right. How is he going to get home is the other question. Yeah. No, that's
a way. I'm going to have to drive up there. I told him, I said, I'd drive up there to get him. And he was like, no, I got 2 months left. He goes to NYU. School's done. No graduation. I mean, it's just crazy.
It is. Susan, I'll tell you, we had the opposite situation because my daughter's in Miami at PA school. And a couple weeks ago, we had to decide whether she should fly home or not. Not knowing that New York would become the epicenter, right? So we would have flown her into the epicenter, which would be dumb. But at the time, it wasn't. And we were thinking, Well, maybe it would be better than her being alone in her apartment, because if her two roommates maybe go home or something, she'll be on her own. And when it grows there in Miami-Dade and Broward County and that whole area, then she would be really on her own. That would be horrible. But then we're like, you know what? You should just sit tight. We all just knew we should sit tight. It's better than moving people into other places, because you don't know if they're infected. You don't know what. And we would have brought her home into a way worse situation. So it's even better, even though your son's in New York, it's better that he's there than then coming home to you. And like you said, quarantining for 2 weeks. What if you get it? You pass it to somebody else, and it just helps it grow where you are. You know,
exactly.
It really makes more sense. He's a college man. He can be there on his own, but it sucks, and it's
a
long wait.
His roommate's from India. They came in on Saturday, like a group of people came in on Saturday, packed up his stuff, and he flew home because they were only keeping the country open for 2 more days, and then he wouldn't have been able to get home.
Wow. Now that guy flew home to India, and they locked down that whole country.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, good lucky him.
I'm telling you, the United States should lock down this country. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Well, that'll never happen.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I hope your son's okay, Susan. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Jesus.
Tough choices. You know, it's really tough to know what to do.
To be honest with you, I think all the countries should be shut until this thing is done.
I think it's the simplest thing. Everything you could at that moment.
I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but it just like everybody still bouncing around from country to country. I don't know. All right, we got a lot of people on hold. We will take a break. We'll come back and get some more of your calls. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. If you want to try and get through, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, Roger and JP, it's 125 The Bone.
Nuts.
Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.